It has been 90 years since the Ottoman Empire's mass deportation and massacre of ethnic Armenians during World War I. Armenians marked the anniversary over the weekend of what they call a genocide. They say 1.5 million of their people were killed. That's a charge that modern-day Turkey has long denied, and now that it is on the verge of beginning negotiations to join the European Union, Turkey once again finds itself on the defensive in this historical controversy. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul.
On a day when Armenians held solemn ceremonies of remembrance in Yerevan, Paris, and New York, in Turkey the day honoring Armenian victims was virtually ignored. Nearly a century after the fact, the official Armenian and Turkish versions of what took place in the final years of the Ottoman Empire are still miles apart. İlter Turan is a professor at Istanbul's Bilgi University.
What happened in 1915 and during that period was a mutual battle between poorly organized people trying to retain territory as a multinational empire was crumbling.
The Turkish government contends that 500,000 Turkish Muslims were killed after Armenians revolted against the Ottoman Empire during World War I. Armenians reject this claim. Karan Karakashle is a founder of the Agos Armenian newspaper in Istanbul.
In summary, what happened was that a great nation of 4,000 years was exterminated, was cut off the roots.
Both sides agree that the Ottomans forcibly deported huge numbers of Armenians from what is now eastern Turkey. And today, Turkey's Armenian Christian community has dwindled to just 60,000 people. Though Turkey has offered to conduct a joint historical probe with neighboring Armenia, many Turks continue to be defensive about what they call the Armenian issue. This year, nationalists filed lawsuits against Turkey's most famous author when he told a Swiss newspaper, quote, 1 million Armenians were murdered here, and no one dares to mention that. Professor Turan, a former member of a Turkish-Armenian Reconciliation Commission, says until recently the subject was taboo here.
The Turkish educational system for a long time concentrated on nation building, and the arguments or ideas that were thought to undermine it were not discussed in primary or high school curriculums.
But there are signs that the taboo is beginning to break down. Only a few Armenians are left in the southeastern Turkish city of Diyarbakir, where schoolchildren play in the ruins of a large Armenian cathedral that stands as an unofficial monument to what was once a thriving community. Younger generations here, mostly ethnic Kurds, are beginning to talk about their great-grandparents' role in the massacres.
They were Muslim. Kurdish people, Muslim, and they killed Armenian people.
At a university, a Kurdish student named Zulu and several classmates recounted stories passed down by long-dead relatives of atrocities against their Armenian neighbors. This Kurdish woman, who preferred not to give her name, said some of her ancestors were in fact Armenians who had been forced to convert to Islam.
We couldn't admit to our neighbors that my great-grandmother was Armenian and that she was forced to marry my great-grandfather. At school, they didn't tell us about the genocide, but I heard the stories, some from my relatives at home. And I always had one question. Why did they kill the Armenians? What did they do?
International pressure is building on Turkey on this issue. Over the past year, the European Parliament and France have joined Armenian diaspora groups demanding that Turkey accept responsibility for the genocide before it can become a member of the European Union. But Karan Karakashla of the Armenian Agos newspaper says blocking Turkey's EU bid would be a step backwards for Turkey and the Armenians still living here.
This is a genocide again to the ancestors, a second time, because a tragic historical pain is used as a political material.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.